Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Coe back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But a few minutes on the Yankees, because we started to touch on it with CeeLo in here. They're still fine. They're still whatever it is, a game and a half out of first place behind the Orioles. They're still a team that is 20 or 21 games over 500. Their position in the standings has not been destroyed by any stretch. But this is concerning when you look at the way they're pitching right now. The way, aside from Aaron Judge, if you want to talk, use the word consistency before in terms of rooting for teams. Aside from Aaron Judge, Juan Soto is still fantastic. I'm not saying he's not, but this team has not been very good
for the last
3 weeks.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, that's what I'm watching last night, thinking the same thing. Team's not very good. You know how the Yankees, how you could tell that it's not vintage Yankees or a championship team? Now, look, things can change, as we've seen, right, through the first few months of the season. It's not to say they can't get there, especially after the trade deadline. However, they do have big holes. Think about the end of the game last night. Mm-hmm. The Yankees claw back. They're down a run at home. And they go as
meekly,
quietly and as feebly as you can possibly go, to a point where there's not even a threat of even getting Juan Soto up.
No.
Like, all you want in that spot is to get one guy on, just to get to, forget about, you know, the winning run or tying run. You just want to have a shot with Soto or Judge getting up. Old Yankees, they figure it out. They work a walk. They get on. Somebody gets a base hit. The threat right there.
At
from
least
the beginning.
Challenge them.
Yeah, put some pressure on them. Mm-hmm. Nothing. They're just. And look, CeeLo was mentioning the Volpe numbers before, and I heard C-Mac talking about it while I was driving in. Yeah, Volpe hasn't been very good, and that's part of a problem. And maybe you want to consider moving them down, whatever it may be. But ultimately, nobody outside of Soto or Judge poses any. Look at this lineup. Look at the lineup. I mean, Verdugo's not a cleanup hitter. Gleyber Torres is awful. Oh, no, now Gleyber's going to be back. No, he's not. He's not very good. Rice is young. Okay, you know, whatever. But he's not a real threat. LeMahieu's washed. Grissom, Trevino. Like, this is the Yankees? I'm sorry, but they're not that good. And one of the reasons why they were playing very well to start the year is the starting pitching. And that's now gone the other way.
Well, that's the biggest problem. To me, more so than the lineup, has been the inconsistency in the starting pitching. You know, Cole's coming back. That's great. The Mets got to him in his return. It was much better last time. But when you have question marks now, let's be honest. You know, Luis Gil's a question mark right now. Carlos Rodon was last year and continues to be. Even though I thought he kind of righted the ship.
Yeah.
He's been awful again. I don't know what the hell Nestor Cortes is anymore. I really don't.
I like him.
I do too.
He's a competitor
at least.
But
do you feel like you're going to get 7 innings, 2 runs out of Nestor Cortes every time out?
No. I said before, I value consistency. I trust Cortes more than I do Heal or Rodon at this point.
I'm not saying
he could be as good, but I trust him more to be. He could be a good 3 or 4 in a rotation, or even a 4 or 5 in the rotation. Mm-hmm. Where I don't know what the hell Rodon or Heal are.
Either.
They can pitch like 1s or 2s, or they can pitch like they shouldn't be in the rotation.
And if you're going to have games where you've got we were talking before about, you know, putting together a team that's really going to hit the baseball and driving a lot of runs, and you're going to score a bunch. Aside from Aaron Judge doing what he is doing, you mentioned you took him out of the lineup right now?
No,
you used the word meek or feeble. I mean, this would be brutal watching this.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Coe back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.